Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. Y'all, if you haven't ever been down here, we're a family restaurant. We're easy to get to right off of I-65. Take that North Boulevard exit, then you take the first exit. It's Louisville Street. Hit the bottom of the ramp and turn right three times. Follow that to the end of the road. You're going to find the Capital Oyster Bar on the river. You're also going to find our RV resort down here on the river. You can bring your trailer or your bus down here and stay with us as long as you'd like. We'd have a great time, let me tell you, jump right to Sunday afternoon because we're excited. Back from Chicago to Montgomery, Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. All these guys have been together, these same four guys, almost 30 years playing their daring Chicago Blues. And they're going to do it down here Sunday at 5 o'clock. We're going to cook you up something fresh from the Gulf. Fried, steamed, or grill. We can also cook you a good old hamburger, cook you a good old ribeye steak. I know you're getting hungry. Get over here to the steamer. We'll steam you some fresh oysters, chuck you some fresh oysters. We're going to have a good time. Y'all get down here soon. Come hungry. We're looking for you.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Mary Corsetti. Funds are on the way. The president declaring a national emergency over the coronavirus.
The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of money for states and territories or localities in our shared fight against this disease.
This coming after all travel from Europe is suspended for 30 days. Vice President Mike Pence confirms tests can be done starting today.
The president made it possible for every state in the country and their state labs to authorize labs across their state to do coronavirus testing. We're estimating somewhere between 15 and 20,000 tests a day are able to be performed.
There are now at least 41 confirmed coronavirus deaths in the U.S. New authority has been given to Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar to do what is necessary. America is listening to Fox News.
Coronavirus tips. Here's Neil Diamond.
Wash your hands. Keep washing your hands. Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. Don't touch me. I won't touch you.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. Breaking news here for the entire state of Alabama. Earlier it was announced that we had our first confirmed coronavirus case here in the state, here, in fact, in Montgomery County. We've heard some things through the grapevine, folks, of course, but we're not going to identify who that person is, even if we might know. We'll leave that to official channels. But breaking news here from AL.com, Alabama closes all K-12 schools. Yep. All K through 12 schools in Alabama will close at the end of Wednesday, March 18th, in response to the coronavirus pandemic. This is according to Governor Kay Ivey. Mm-hmm. With the governor's declaration of a state of emergency, school days missed will not have to be made up. Alabama State Superintendent Eric Mackey, on Friday morning recommended school-related sporting events, field trips, and performances be postponed or canceled. So I expect we'll find more cases of the virus here in the state.
Yep.
But starting, I guess that would be next Wednesday, this upcoming Wednesday, all K through 12 schools will be closed.
Until when, have they said?
I think it's indefinite.
Yeah, let me keep looking here, but I believe it is indefinite.
Another thing, Secretary of State John Merrill has said, for now, the elections are still on. However, people can apply for an absentee ballot.
Okay.
So that's not a bad idea, folks.
That is something I was looking into. Yeah. So it's still on for March 31st.
Still on, as of right now, it's still on for March 31st. However, absentee ballots are available. So it's probably a good idea. I mean, honestly, it's probably just a good idea for everybody to go ahead and get that ball rolling.
Yes, I'm reading it.
Particularly with health problems.
Yeah, exactly.
10 school districts were scheduled to begin spring break March 16th. 92 districts were scheduled to begin spring break March 23rd, with the remainder to begin over the following 2 weeks. On-campus teaching at 23 community colleges across Alabama has been moved to online teaching from March 17th to April 3rd. The system also canceled all events, according to a statement from the system, and colleges with dormitories will, quote, continue to provide basic services, end quote, to students who cannot return home. Many of Alabama's four-year colleges are moving to online classes, including Auburn, the University of Alabama, Alabama A&M, Tuskegee University. I know that is also the case for Alabama State, AUM. Nearly 22,000 schools have closed nationwide. This impacts more than 15 million students. I'm not seeing a definite we're going to be back in school date. A few states have given time frames, but starting next Wednesday, all schools closed.
And that affects the kids, but it also affects all of the parents. Because,
absolutely.
I mean, unless you're a genius babysitter who wants to jack the price up, go for it, wink, wink. Cause, you know,
well, it's going to have a huge trickle-down effect.
It is.
Yeah, if I can't take my three-year-old to daycare, then I can't go to work. And unfortunately, if I can't take my seven-year-old to school, I can't go to work. And that's going to affect a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, single moms.
Single moms, there you
single
go.
Single dads. I'm single the one dads. With the three-year-old.
Yes. Right.
And now it's breaking that, well, the Alabama Independent School Association, that sports association, the Alabama Independent School Association, will take a three-week break from activities after they play games Friday and Saturday.
What is that?
It's different from AHSAA. It's the separate kind of smaller school network.
Smaller schools, yeah.
Yeah.
Smaller private schools.
The larger AHSAA has not made any similar move yet, but we will see.
You can kind of read the writing on the wall, folks.
Yeah. Maybe coming up here.
Yeah.
So we shall see. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to Mary Ann. Hey, Mary Ann. Welcome to Happy Hour.
Hey, Joey.
Hello.
You are doing such an awesome job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, this is that, Marianne. Mm-hmm. You went to school with my son, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, good afternoon to Eddie, Seth, and Rosie.
Good afternoon.
Wait, hey. Hold on, Marianne. hold on. I just noticed something. Rosie, are you wearing... I've got my eyes closed. Are you wearing Eddie Bader's hoodie?
Yes.
And I'm not saying the hoodie he brought in the studio. I'm saying a hoodie he gifted you... Which is kind of, it's very sweet to give gifts to keep people warm.
Thank you.
But it also is a little self-serving because on the back, it says it's better with Bader on the front,
yes,
but on the
yes.
back it says Eddie Bader, 3220662. So you've turned your friends into walking billboards,
well,
Eddie.
Well, if Rosie reaches in the pocket, what do you find, Rosie?
A stack of cards.
Wow.
I will
they
say
ask
it's
me what it's
in
all
the
about.
Pens. That's right. It's shameless promotion.
I'm sorry, Marianne. I just noticed this.
No, I want a shirt, Eddie.
Hey, come on.
I could be a sandwich board.
Hey, I'm all about it. I'm all about it.
And he likes his sandwiches.
I do like some sandwiches.
Tis true.
Yeah.
And you can put your cards in the pocket. I'll give them out.
See, people appreciate this kind of thing, Joey. Not everybody is.
You should pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I give his cards out.
Hey, can I just say one thing, Eddie? I just say one thing? That's better than having your number on a bathroom wall.
Well, I'm always there, too. I had to go around with a lot of spray paint here lately and fix those kind of things.
I'm going to start
doing it. It's better with Bader.
Don't go out right at the bathroom walls.
I'm going to start tagging bathroom walls with your name and number. 322-0662.
For a good time, call Eddie.
For a good...
I'm sorry, Mrs. Bader.
He can do so many things with an empty house.
I was going to say... He is married.
Yes, I am to a wonderful, very understanding wife.
Marianne, I suspect this is the reason you called, or what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to call up and speak on behalf of the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. I'm still waiting to hear the clip about the CEO from Walmart, but
I didn't catch that part.
Mm-hmm.
Joey, don't be moaning and groaning about the hours because you're doing such an awesome job, and we love you so much, okay? I'll just never forget when my son, when he moved back to town, you know, your classmate, and
yes,
he delivered
Michael,
that pizza
yes.
to your door, and he said, my mom listens to you every day.
I do remember that, yeah.
Joey, I love you so much. You just don't know. But listen, now, guys, listen to me. We're in spring. We're coming into spring, thank God, Rich Thomas, okay? And March, you know, if it comes in like a lion, it's going to leave like a lamb. Or if it comes in like a lamb, it's going to leave like a lion. That's always been the quote about the month of March. But, folks, would you please get up and do your spring cleaning when you think about the virus, okay?
Yeah.
Open up your doors, air out your houses, you know, clean your baseboards and do all that good stuff. I mean, that's all we got to do is clean up our house.
Yeah.
You know?
And yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That too, but, you know, every Saturday night, you always got to take a bath.
Eddie, you hear that?
I hear that.
Yeah, smell you later.
And
showers
other
days.
And I never feel clean after a bath.
No.
I don't like soaking
in my own
sauce.
Well, get out of the tub and get in the shower, son.
That's what I do.
When's the last time you took a bath?
I usually take like 2 showers a day.
Hmm? When's the last time you took a bath? Like alone. Really?
Yeah. With some candles, a little bit of flowers floating around the tub.
There weren't any flowers.
With that green bath bomb?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a little bath bomb in there?
Mm-hmm.
There was some Epsom salt, yeah. Yeah.
Moving right
were
along.
Were you sore?
Yeah.
From all that sitting?
Rosie, I thought I was helping you, honey.
I'm sore from the deadlifts, brother.
All right.
Listen, I love you guys. I'm enjoying all of you so much. Thank you all so much for being there. And Greg, we love you too. We haven't forgot about
you. That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you, Marianne.
Dude, I do want to give you a little bit of credit. When I got up at 4:30 this morning, yes, I get up at 4:30 because I'm a man and I got a real job.
I was up at 5, yeah.
I looked at my phone and I scrolled through Facebook and I saw that Joey's little green dot. I was like, way to go,
yeah,
man.
It was earlier than 5, you're right.
Yeah, it was like 4:45.
I was up before both of you guys.
Dude, it doesn't count.
Why? Because I went back to bed.
You get up at 10.
You know, for us sitting here comparing when we woke up, I'm sure there's somebody out there who's like, none of you are as tough or as hard as working as I am.
Rich
this is a dangerous game.
1:30.
Hmm?
Rich was up at 1:30 or
something. See what I mean?
Yep.
See
that's
what
a
mean?
Man with drive.
Yeah, but
right
he's
there.
Like asleep right now, right?
Yeah, he goes to bed at like 5:30.
Probably not right now, but maybe a little bit later.
Yeah, I used to work a graveyard shift.
Yeah.
The donut shop.
I tell you, I learned working at Hyundai on third shift, people look funny at you when you go into a store and buy beer at 6:30 in the morning when you're getting off.
Right.
They're like, really? Right. Is it that bad?
No, I used to do the donut shop shift in Auburn where it was 12 to 1. Sometimes it was midnight to noon the next day. And then thank God they changed it from noon to 8.
Oh, that's a horrible shift. Noon to noon?
Yeah.
Midnight to noon?
That was terrible. That was on game days.
That was a horrible shift.
Awful. But I actually ended up liking it as a college student. Yeah, midnight to 8. And, just go home, watch some TV.
Oh, yeah.
And then fall asleep and then kind of do it all over again. It wasn't too bad.
My favorite shift was 3 to 11 because you could sleep in. You would work till 11 o'clock at night. You would get off. If you wanted to go have a beer or two, you could.
You got time,
yeah. And it's relaxing. I like it.
Nice. Nothing wrong with work, folks.
No.
Nothing wrong with work at
all.
Pays
the bills.
Yeah, it's
good
dignifying.
My mom liked me a little bit more after I got a job and started paying my own bills.
And I helped. I hope the government helps out about this closing all the schools, because it's going to be hard to pay my bills when I got to stay at home and watch my kid.
Right.
I'm going to bring her little three-year-old butt to work, and she's going to learn how
to you just
build
need to bring
bed.
More of her kids over, and then you charge those parents. Learn how to work it, kid.
Yeah, but he still has to go to work.
You should listen to this guy. He's got people promoting him for free all over the river region.
How much water can a backyard take? You know, the relentless rain. Many areas have had more rain already this year than they had all of last year. And some people have experienced flooding in low-lying areas. No team of people is better equipped to take care of that for you than Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of Floriers, as I like to call them, at Georgia Floors Direct. Wholesale pricing on all major name brand carpeting and below wholesale pricing on inventory they picked up when they purchased the inventory of a place that went out of business. So they've got incredibly low prices, a massive selection in their warehouse, and a team of people that can match you up with what you need and the budget you're working with. And you can do 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct and get business taken care of. So whether it's an urgent need or you're just kind of daydreaming about upgrading from carpet to hardwood, laminate, whatever. They've got it all. Nobody has a bigger selection than Georgia Floors Direct, serving the river region for over half a century on the boulevard across from Lowe's.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Alabama reported its first case of coronavirus. Governor Kay Ivey's office made the announcement this morning. The case was found in Montgomery County. The Alabama Department of Public Health recommends people cancel or avoid large public gatherings with more than 500 people. Schools and workplaces are not included. And as more warnings increase to avoid crowds due to the coronavirus, blood drives around the nation are being canceled. The Red Cross says it needs healthy, eligible people to donate. But at the same time, donations are vital now more than ever. Plus, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed announced that all City of Montgomery-sponsored events are now canceled. Saturday's Half Marathon and the annual SLE Rodeo are on the list of canceled events. In addition, travel has been suspended for all city employees. Montgomery County officials say offices will remain open, but you are encouraged to use online services and resources as often as possible. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This pattern of abnormally warm March weather will continue for the next several days. A few scattered showers possible this evening. Not every town will get wet. Overnight low temperature falls to about 60. Then for tomorrow and Sunday, boy, what a warm weekend. High temperatures in the low 80s both days. Some isolated showers are possible. They'll be widely scattered. Many towns will stay dry. Monday and Tuesday, still warm, upper 70s at least. Rain chances very small both days. The pollen count in the medium high to high range right on through the upcoming weekend and probably into early next week as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Good afternoon.
afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Not a lot has changed over the last few minutes. We still have moderate to heavy traffic on I-85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery. No issues there. Still a busy Atlanta Highway outbound from Federal Drive to Perry Hill, Eastern Boulevard to Taylor Road. Taylor Road to Hartburn Highway, always congested as it is this afternoon. East South Boulevard, a lot of congestion in front of Baptist over to Troy Highway. No new accidents in us to pass along to you at this time, so buckle up and drive carefully on this Friday afternoon. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza, then eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Houdan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And horse-faced lesbians.
You lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
Stop playing with it.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Yeah, the cough is actually on the song. Nobody was coughing in here. Let's go to the phones and talk to Urbanite. Hey, Urbanite.
Hey, I have a very unpleasant thought. Mm-hmm. Okay, what happens when the Uber driver gets the call to take someone over to the Walmart or the Walgreens or the CVS test site for C-19? You know, they're supposed to have a new mobile testing center.
People might catch it.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of at this point, like, do with the best you can, but it's around.
Got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I hear you. All righty.
Thank you, Urbanite.
Take care, Urbanite.
I feel secure.
You should. Don't make me come give you a hug.
So, Cooter, are you about to tell all of us off, don't you dare give me a hug? It's called social distancing. Cooter, are you about to tell us all off about work hours, all this stuff? What's going on, Cooter?
Well, y'all were talking about trying to outdo each other what time you got up this morning. I just want to tell all of you, I got out of bed at 11:15 today.
Woo!
I'm proud of you.
Yesterday,
Cooter.
I was up about 9:30. It was an early day yesterday.
See, they laugh at me if I tell them I get up at that time. But
Eddie Bader.
Yes, sir.
Man, I need a hoodie to wear around to advertise for you.
I've got a couple left. I'll be honest.
You got one for me. I wear a 3X.
I got a 2X because that's what I wear.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll take a 2X. I'll force myself into it.
Yeah, you got to show off those guns.
If you put a hoodie on me, it'd be like a walking billboard, a full-size billboard.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, Eddie, for me, I know you already gave me one. It was a large, right?
Yeah, it was.
What you gave me. And that's the shirt I'm wearing. I'm wearing a large shirt now, but do you have one in a schmedium?
I really thought about getting you a smaller one so you would show off your muscles.
Like, you know, be popping
the
out.
Guns. Right. But then I thought, if I did that, you would get bored, then cut the sleeves off because you're just that kind of a tough guy.
What's wrong with that?
Dude, that's me. Well,
Joey, right. Set the cable guy.
Wash it in hot water. Okay.
Yeah. Good idea.
I had my annual cardiology checkup yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the little doctor, she walked in there. She had to be every bit of 4'9". And she said, how can you be so big? And she didn't want to use the fat word again. How can you be so big and have a heart in such good condition? And I said, Ma'am, have you ever heard the song "Bat Out of Hell" by Meatloaf? She said, "Of course." And I said, "That's gonna be me. When I die, my heart's gonna rise up, still beating, still beating. Somebody's gonna have to take a stick, beat my heart to death when I die."
Or you could leave that organ to someone else. But hey, whatever. Well,
I can make a joke about dying because we buried my brother this week.
I'm sorry to hear that, brother.
Wednesday this week. He suffered for 29 years since he first was diagnosed with cancer. And he finally gave up the ghost Sunday this week.
We buried him
Wednesday on a cold, rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
And he always said, "When I die, I want to take that final ride in my own truck." And we did, man. We strapped his casket into the back of his Chevrolet pickup truck and drove him to the cemetery.
That's awesome. Hardcore, man.
That was the first time I seen that done, and I thought it was mighty good that he got his final wish for that.
That's awesome.
That was awesome. Well, Cooter, I love you, brother, and you've been listening and calling for years. I know how good a friend you are to Greg in particular, and for you to be in such good spirits like this. I know your brother's at peace now. I've been through similar situations.
I mean, after suffering all those years, he's finally at peace. And it's hard to let somebody go, but sometimes it's good to let somebody go.
Yes, sir.
It's healthy.
He's in a better place.
Yes, sir.
Eddie, if you want to get rid of that hoodie, man, let me know. I'll hit you up
on Facebook in a couple hours, Cooter.
Sounds great, man.
All right, see you, brother.
I love all of y'all.
Love you, too. This goes out to Cooter.
So bright. There's evil in the air, there's thunder in the sky, and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With 3 offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limu. And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Big installation job coming up? Lowe's is ready with the quantities you need in stock and ready to go so you can get the job done right and done today. Plus, we'll help you save with up to 30% off 15 bats, 20 rolls, or 30 bags of select in-stock Owens Corning or Johns Manville fiberglass insulation. Save time by ordering ahead at lowesforpros.com, and we'll have your order ready with dedicated pro loaders to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, the authorities are calling it an incident that occurred on I-85 northbound just past Perry Hill Road. It kind of snarled traffic for a moment or two. Some people kind of got loose all over in the lanes. It is moving now. If you're in the slowdown from Perry Hill back to about Ann Street, you should be speeding up momentarily and getting by there. Just use caution. On the East Boulevard in front of the Chick-fil-A as you approach Vaughn Road, we had an accident earlier. Hoping that one is out of the way, but use caution there. Busy on the Boulevard all the way around the city. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway. I-85 southbound down to the merge looking good, as well as 65 north and southbound through Montgomery. Keep it here. We will keep you updated at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota RAV4s are as low as $189 per month with approved credit. There's a great selection of RAV4s and more at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back.
Breaking out of my body and flying away like a bat out of hell.
It's so epic. We have more breaking news. Usually Friday evening is a boring news evening. But there's been a deal reached between Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the President of the United States. The measure includes 2 weeks of paid sick leave, up to 3 months of paid family leave and medical leave. 3 months, wow. Enhanced unemployment benefits, free virus testing, including for those who lack insurance, additional food aid and federal funds for Medicaid. The deal is a product of intense round of talks unfolded between Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary. As financial markets swung wildly, but they ended up in a major recovery today.
What's the three-month thing you said again?
3 months of paid family and medical leave.
What is family?
So, say your daughter gets sick. Yes. And now, luckily, we don't have to worry too much about that with this virus. But for hypothetical sake, your daughter gets sick, and you have to take care of her.
Or if she's out of school because she can't go.
Right. You would have the ability to take off family leave for 3 months. It would be paid.
Good deal.
As though you were being paid.
Yeah. FMLA is not paid, but if they're doing something different, paid leave, 3 months of paid leave would be paid.
Yeah, this says paid sick leave, 2 weeks, mm-hmm. 3 months of paid family and medical leave.
Okay, good.
Wow, that's good. Awesome.
So whether you are sick or a family member and you have to take care of them, that's quite a deal.
Yeah. Man, it seems like everything's going to shut down for 2 weeks.
It does.
Everything's going to shut down until April.
It's going to shut down. It's going to be like a, you know, I don't know if you remember the blizzard of, 94, where we shut down for a week or so.
That was, the anniversary was either yesterday or the day before.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You don't listen to Rich that much, do you?
He's an early guy.
And by the way, I've been seeing this meme making the rounds on a silly note. You sent it to me, right, Eddie? Wolf Blitzer? No. I had somebody else send it to me last night. Yeah.
I don't know if
I'm having second thoughts about reading that, but let's let's do serious news here. I wish Wolf Blitzer had actually reported that.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Well, it would be a shame if, like, in the middle of this major virus, you know, coronavirus outbreak, COVID-19, everybody goes home, all of a sudden we have a VD outbreak.
Well,
you know, but no, do it with loved ones if you must do it, folks. But no, in serious news, we have now from WSFA, two confirmed and three preliminary cases of coronavirus identified in Alabama. Alabama has two confirmed cases of coronavirus. State officials confirmed Friday afternoon. The first case was reported here in Montgomery County earlier today. The second is a person in Jefferson County who has been isolating at home. Mm-hmm. There are also preliminary reports of three additional cases, which would bring the total to five. KIV declared a state of emergency Friday night and said all K-12 schools, we brought you this earlier, will be closed for 2.5 weeks.
So we
there's
have
the exact time.
Okay.
2.5 weeks starting at the close of business Wednesday, this upcoming Wednesday. Maxwell Air Force Base confirmed today, Friday, a civilian employee who works at Maxwell Gunter Air Force Base tested positive for coronavirus and was the state's first case. So we're learning more details here. And thank you to folks who called earlier, but we are waiting on official reports here. The person returned to Alabama after traveling to Illinois and reported not feeling well. Medical agencies off base are treating the individual. The civilian employee is the first confirmed case in the state of Alabama, said Colonel Patrick Carley, 42nd Air Base Wing Commander. The individual is being evaluated and treated by healthcare professionals. The continued safety of our community is of utmost importance. We are working with our base medical staff and other off-base healthcare agencies to ensure we mitigate the effects of COVID-19 in accordance with established CDC and DOD guidelines. Montgomery's Baptist Medical Center East is treating a patient with coronavirus. Baptist Health confirmed Friday afternoon. The hospital has maintained a log of people who have been in contact with the patient and turned that over to state health officials. Baptist Health says there's no reason to panic or cancel an appointment if you're scheduled for medical care. Officials confirmed Alabama's first case of coronavirus during a news conference this morning. I was here. We brought it to you live. We're going to find more cases, folks. This is the reality of the situation. It's really unprecedented. I'm young, but 31 years on this earth, I've never seen anything like this.
Me neither, Joey. Not affected this.
Nobody has since 1918.
Right, and luckily, we're nowhere near 1918 levels in terms of death. And, you know, that call earlier talking about his father. Yeah. Someone talking about his father-in-law essentially paralyzed both of his feet, he said.
Mm-hmm.
We have come a long way technologically. We're able to deal with these things better and communicate. And the politics, I think, should be for another day. And I think, finally, now that we have this deal between Congress and the White House, they're realizing that. Americans tend to come together. It's a shame that we only tend to come together in crises.
But at least we do.
And in tragedies, but we do.
Yeah, and that's nice.
It reminds us of who we are, so maybe we can see some good out of this terrible situation.
Can I share something along those lines? This is from a Facebook post from a friend. On the way home from Montgomery today, I witnessed a beautiful thing. I stopped at the red light at intersection at Highway 31 and Highway 82. To my left, I saw a young man get out of a van, pick up a four-rung stepladder, get back in the van with his arm outside the window. He held the ladder up to cross the intersection. I hadn't noticed the elderly man that had pulled over to the side of the road till I saw the van slow down to a stop and hand the ladder over to the elderly man. It made me smile and tear up at the same time. With all that is going on in our world, a young black man saved an elderly white man from having to go back into the traffic to get his ladder. I could not hear their verbal exchange, but I can read smiles. This literally made my day. Somebody raised a young man well. I am pleased to be a Prattvillian today and every day. Thank you to the young man who made me smile today and for helping a stranger along the way.
Amen.
That's great. Amen.
Thank you for sharing that, Rosie.
Yeah.
You always got good news, Rosie.
Well, we got to hit another break, folks. More happy hour coming up.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
money. I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Big installation job coming up? Lowe's is ready with the quantities you need in stock and ready to go so you can get the job done right and done today. Plus, we'll help you save with up to 30% off 15 bats, 20 rolls, or 30 bags of select in-stock Owens Corning or Johns Manville fiberglass insulation. Save time by ordering ahead at lowesforpros.com. We'll have your order ready with dedicated pro loaders to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Alabama reported its first case of coronavirus. Governor Kay Ivey's office made that announcement this morning. The case was found in Montgomery County. The Alabama Department of Public Health recommends people cancel or avoid large public gatherings with more than 500 people. Schools and workplaces are not included. Plus, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed announced that all City of Montgomery-sponsored events are now canceled. Saturday's half marathon and the annual SLE rodeo are on the list of canceled events. In addition, travel has been suspended for all city employees. Montgomery County officials say offices will remain open, but you are encouraged to use online services and resources as often as possible. And as more warnings increase to avoid crowds due to the coronavirus, blood drives around the nation are being canceled. The Red Cross says it needs healthy, eligible people to donate, but at the same time, donations are vital now more than ever. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This pattern of abnormally warm March weather will continue for the next several days. A few scattered showers possible this evening. Not every town will get wet. Overnight low temperature falls to about 60. Then for tomorrow and Sunday, boy, what a warm weekend. High temperatures in the low 80s both days. Some isolated showers are possible. They'll be widely scattered. Many towns will stay dry. Monday and Tuesday, still warm, upper 70s at least. Rain chances very small both days. The pollen count in the medium high to high range right on through the upcoming weekend and probably into early next week as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Folks, I was just looking through our vaults up here where we keep all sorts of clips and bits and, you know, stuff Greg plays, stuff I play. I mean, it's essentially a big audio library up here. For instance, this is where we get the, you know...
I don't feel no ways tired.
Right, you get that sort of stuff. I mean, you get the...
Stop playing
Lindsey
with
Graham talking about impeachment. You get, you know, Samuel Jackson saying...
Hold on to your butts.
Right, and I was looking through. We also have songs. songs, and I found this might be, at this moment, just bear with me, the most inappropriate rock song for the time.
Yes.
From the rock band.
Kiss.
Kiss. Don't wanna wait till you know me better. 272-9228. Love to know your experience. What's going on in the stores? And if you know the song, you know why it's not appropriate these days. Such a good one, though. Like, you can get a good, like, weightlifting montage of this song. But here it is. Now, it is amazing how this story has given perspective. For instance, I'm seeing the negative ad against Tommy Tuberville. Is he from Florida? No, he's not. He coached here for years.
But he lived in Florida.
Yeah, for a little while.
Right, and then they run that commercial, which is obviously a commercial of him probably doing a condo or complex or something like that.
Come on. You have to look. Whenever he pops up and you see the beach behind him, you look at the top right corner, you see 2017.
Right.
The date is there. Yeah. And then, it's only there for a second because they zoom in on it to get it out of frame.
Right. It's just
terrible.
Yeah, and when I see something like that, given everything that's happened this week, it's like, man, we got bigger fish to fry. Yeah. More serious issues to deal with. Let's go to the phones and talk to Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, man, I just wanted to tell you, I came out of Walmart and we talked to about 5 minutes ago. People in there are nutty, man. Mm. They've taken their whole entire row of toilet paper shelves. They don't even have toilet paper on them. They have taken their empty Rubbermaid crates and put them all the way down the toilet paper roll. And people were snatching the toilet paper off the pallet when the lady came out. Just freaked me out, man.
That's crazy.
And of course, the bread aisle looks like somebody threw a bomb on it. And, it's like tornado freak out.
Man, and now I'm just seeing the latest, 137, just shy of 138,000 confirmed cases, 5,088 deaths.
This is worldwide.
70,000 recoveries.
Right, that's a worldwide number.
Yeah.
I would like to see the age on those 70,000 deaths.
Not going
to
see it.
Hey, you know what's funny, though? Every single 2 years, we have another virus. You know, I saw a meme on Facebook that said, I'm not bragging or anything, but I've survived 10 end of the world.
Right.
You got that right.
Right. Yeah. Well, Kyle, I appreciate that update. I'm just going to stay away from the stores. Appreciate it.
Take care, Kyle. Man.
Happy hour. We got to hit another break. We've got plenty of ads here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Divorce, even under the so-called best of circumstances, is a major life change. It's great to know that you can hire a team like Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Delk and Tomlinson. And not only know that they have the legal knowledge you'll need at their ready. If you've heard them on this radio station, you know that they don't look things up. They have it. They've got that part of it down. It's just as important to know that you're partnering up with a firm that will be your advocates. So, you know, they've got your back. And that's super important because in a divorce, the major life change that comes with it requires a lot of your attention. Let them take care of that. Let them put together a deal that's fair, a deal that you can live with, knowing that they've got your back. Delk and Tomlinson can also handle other matters of family law, wills and so forth. Whatever your need, call them at 819-4810. If you think divorce may be something happening in your life, it's always good to know where you stand. Having a consultation does not mean you have to have a divorce. 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-65 and 85, rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery with moderate to heavy traffic. Taylor Road, the Heartburn Highway, always busy from Vaughan all the way to Atlanta Highway this afternoon. Atlanta Highway has some congestion outbound. 31s have a little bit of congestion as well. Everybody getting out of the city this afternoon about at the speed limit, so that's a good thing. No accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. Keeping your pets safe and at home is what Invisible Fence does best. Training is what makes the system work, and Vicky is the best. Call Invisible Fence, 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Happening across the nation right now, ADP is helping Party City stores streamline recruiting. Music houses like Squeaky Clean Studios are demoing tracks while ADP helps keep business on track. And ADP helps a small Mexican restaurant keep up with compliance demands. When ADP helps businesses achieve what they're working for, that's newsworthy. HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey, 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 Joey.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. Closing moments here on what has proven to be an incredibly crazy week. Unprecedented situation. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones, talk to William B. What's up, William B.?
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, first of all, while I was on hold there, I passed by a little minor crash on Highway 14 coming out of Prattville toward Millbrook right there at the interstate. Somebody rear-ended another one. They're off on the grass, but the little blue lights are driving everybody crazy. But
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Be careful there. And I didn't realize it's probably a little too late for a request, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Hey, well, look, I was digging around under the seats of my truck, and I found three Krispy Kreme napkins and a half a pack of Armor All wipes. I'm going to take bids on them.
Good idea.
Okay.
Good call.
Slide right out of myself.
Well, you know, UV protection, right?
That's right.
There you go.
All right.
All right, man.
Take care, WB.
Always good. Later, man. UV see you at Wally World.
Where the sun don't shine. Yeah. Let's go to Papa John.
Hey, I got this cultivated insanity. They're closing schools. They're closing sporting events. They're closing every possible venue where you got 500 people or more going to. In fact, it's my church. It's council Sunday school. Not church, just Sunday school. So, let me make a suggestion here. Would it not be better just to close Walmart?
How am I supposed to eat?
Well, the thing about it is you're going to catch more stuff at Walmart than you're going to catch some other places. You know what? What really has got me puzzled is they're doing all this, and they're saying places like Italy are the ones that are having the biggest concentration of cases coming off all the time.
Right.
You know, we're told don't even touch your face. And yet over there, they're cheek kissing every time they run into somebody. No wonder they get sick all the time.
Good thought.
My last question. Is it okay if I play golf tomorrow morning?
Are there going to be 500 people there or less?
I doubt it.
Yeah, you should be good.
I think you're good.
Don't forget to wipe
your balls. Great. It's going to be a beautiful day. I'll go find have fun.
Use the ball washer.
Yep.
Absolutely. Y'all have fun.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Well.
Hey, man.
Gentlemen.
We're not going to run out of toilet paper in Alabama.
Please. This is the story we're going to end on, folks.
Yes. Toilet paper manufacturer in Alabama says they won't run out. And this is the Nahiola Mill. They currently employ more than 900 people, and they are producing toilet paper, and they will not run out.
In Alabama,
so,
right?
In Alabama.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
what I like. Right here in Alabama.
Last thing I want to do is wipe with a pine cone.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I don't know why you would even consider that, but...
Hey, man.
And a listener called and wanted to know what the deal with the toilet paper is. I think people panic, and they... For whatever reason, I think mostly unknown, they think they need to stock up in case they have to
stay
shelter
inside,
in place, or the stores aren't going to have any toilet paper when they do need it, so they're going to make a run on the stores. So
And it's kind of symbolic, really. And really, when you think about the things that you need to take care of and have plenty on stock, it's like, man, who doesn't?
Yeah, man.
You know, who can't empathize with the idea of having an unwiped butt?
Be a man, wipe with your hand.
It's a basic necessity.
I don't even think that's a saying.
It's not a saying. Well, gentlemen, Seth Spotlow, thank you.
Thank you.
Eddie Bader, thank you.
Thanks, Joey.
Rosie, thank you.
Thank you, Rosie.
Folks, thank you all. Stay safe. Keep your wits about you. I will be back next week. Greg Budell will be back next week. Crazy.
That's it. Be careful.
Good job, man. You've done good.
Well, thank you, Seth. Thank you. Folks, Health and Wealth recorded will be next. And stay tuned to the news. We're going to have more and more breaking.
That's it.
Be sure to check.